Police departments in California have been implementing new security measures since the terrorist attacks last September, but the departments say that recent warnings from Washington about new attacks have been too vague to prompt many specific responses. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Vice President Dick Cheney and FBI Director Robert Mueller sounded alarms earlier this week about the possibility of new terrorist attacks within the United States. More specifically, federal officials recently said that terrorists might be renting apartments with the intent of blowing them up from within. That prompted the Los Angeles Police Department to issue a new set of guidelines for apartment building owners and managers. Los Angeles Police Department spokesman John Pascarello gives some examples from the guidelines.
Be cautious of prospective tenants who claim to operate non-zone business applications such as jewelry, industrial art, metalwork, electric repair, chemistry, etc. Observe new tenants when they move to see if they are bringing in any unusual items, some examples, machinery, liquid containers, barrels, buckets, drums, sacks, bags, compressed air tanks.
In San Francisco, Lieutenant Sherman Ackerson says police have talked to some apartment owners, but they feel that the threat is too general to do much more.
You know, when you have a vague threat like someone's going to rent an apartment in San Francisco and destroy it, you know the big joke in San Francisco, where are they going to find an apartment and how could they possibly afford it?
In Los Angeles, in a program begun before the recent warnings from Washington, the police department is briefing officers and emergency workers on how to deal with suicide bombers. The briefing is being given by officers who've received special training. Again, department spokesman Sergeant Pascarello.
We arranged to go to Israel for 10 days last April, and we studied under the Israeli police and learned about issues related to post-blast and pre-blast suicide bombings.
The Los Angeles Harbor Police have also been implementing some new measures over the past few months, including aggressive enforcement of vessel registration. Noel Cunningham is chief of the Harbor Police.
We're inspecting all dive operations within the port. We investigate and identify parties that may be involved in filming activities. There's a lot of freelance photography and filming that takes place in the port. We are boarding and inspecting any vessel that's conducted unusual activities.
Cunningham says his department, along with U.S. Customs officials, is looking at ways to put an electronic seal on a cargo container at its point of origin, a seal that would reveal whether or not it's been tampered with en route to Los Angeles. In the Port of Oakland, authorities have beefed up patrols of the cargo facility and are monitoring truck drivers who haul containers. General Maritime Manager Ray Boyle says customs staff will soon receive new X-ray equipment to scan cargo containers for weapons or explosives.
This equipment, generally costing about $1 million apiece, is now being deployed in all the international ports, and Oakland is due to receive two of them, I believe one this week or next, and one in a few months in the fall.
But officials stress that most of this activity has been underway for some time and is not a response to the recent warnings from Washington. And Lieutenant Sherman Ackerson of the San Francisco Police Department worries that continued vague warnings from Washington could have a negative effect.
If Washington is being criticized for not providing this information to the public, then they will provide it to the public, and pretty soon, of course, it'll be like a car alarm where people aren't going to be listening to it.
John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.